How do you see yourself? Or perhaps asked differently, how would you portray yourself if you were to paint a self-portrait? The majority of us, of course, have not developed the kind of artistic skills needed to paint human portraits with any degree of accuracy. The majority of us rely on cameras to preserve images. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had picture day here on campus. Those pictures arrived a week or so ago. This upcoming Monday is retake day for those of you that think that the camera perhaps didn't get it quite right. Those of you who are seniors might very well at this point be thinking about getting your senior graduation photos taken. And at times those who do so have been interested in adding to their pictures some element that reflects a personal interest, maybe a musical instrument or a piece of sporting equipment of some kind. So how might you design your personal portrait? Do you think it likely that you would portray yourself as someone who is being splattered with the blood of a dying man? At first hearing, that sounds very negative, perhaps even repulsive. But at first seeing, I think you would agree that such an illustration is really quite fitting. Such a self-portrait exists. It's on display here this morning and is photocopied for you as you entered into the room this morning. After presenting a number of pictures which reflect thoughts of which the Lord thinks very little, today we have one which he no doubt sees properly expanded upon and presented in a larger way. This particular painting is by a German Lutheran artist by the name of Lucas Cranach. Cranach the Elder, as he is known to distinguish himself from the other Cranach, who was his son, is called in German Der Maler der Reformation, the painter of the Reformation. He lived at about the same time as Martin Luther in about the same area, and he worked for the same Duke Frederick, who came to Luther's aid in helping him hide from his enemies. One of Cranach's most famous portraits is that of Martin Luther, but far more interesting perhaps is the painting here. The original, larger still, is hanging today above an altar in a Lutheran church in Weimar, Germany, where it's been on display, I believe, for over 400 years. And in it, Cranach depicted several biblical teachings, one of the greatest of which is presented to us in the first epistle of John, chapter 1, where John says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." The central figure in this painting, of course, is the central figure in the Scriptures, God's Son, Jesus Christ. And he is carrying out the central act in all of history, his atoning death on the cross. With all seriousness and reverence, the artist portrays the beaten, bruised, battered Lamb of God shedding his blood in payment for our sins. That is a scene which many Christian artists have put onto canvas. But what is unusual about this is Cranach's personal application. You can see, I expect, how he portrays, coming out of Christ's pierced side, a stream of blood flowing in the direction of three individuals. The man portrayed on the left is John the Baptist. The one on the right is Martin Luther, who is pointing in his Bible to this passage, 1 John 1:7. And in the middle is the artist, Cranach. And though the blood could easily have been portrayed as that which is falling on all three, he painted it in such a way that it is landing only on his head. And isn't that the perspective of any Christian who's being honest with himself or herself? Being the student of the Scriptures, as I assume he was, I'm sure Cranach understood that every single human being, including John the Baptist and Martin Luther, everybody is a sinful person in need of Christ's cleansing atonement. But what he seems to be saying in this presentation is that he saw himself as being in greatest need when comparing himself to others. When we compare our thoughts, words, and actions with God's holy will, we conclude and see that we have utterly failed to fulfill what he demands, and that we do deserve his wrath and his punishment. We find that we are in desperate need of cleansing. Prana apparently saw his need in himself and showed that need to the world. But he also showed his faith in the one who does, in fact, cleanse us from all sin. He kept the cross of Christ central, recognizing that the blood which Jesus shed is the holy, precious blood which has redeemed us lost and condemned sinners. This is the blood of Christ, of which the book of Revelation also places and presents in a very prominent way. When John, in his revelation, was shown a multitude of individuals, he was told, "These are they who came out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Washing robes in blood, being sprinkled with blood. These are dramatic images. One might even say they are extreme, but they are properly extreme. Such images show, first of all, how extreme the problem of our sin was. Human sin can't simply be displaced. It can't simply be brushed aside. Cranach showed with his brush just how high a price was placed on our redemption and our atonement. It took human blood and human life to offset and erase the condemnation which our sins deserve. Such images also show, however, the extreme love which God has for us. He loved us so much, he was willing to do the extreme, to send his only son to pay that high price that would rescue us from sin and guilt. He sent Jesus to cleanse with his blood. And now that we are justified with his blood, Paul writes, we shall be saved from wrath through him. The central point of all Scripture is that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all sin. And that which the painter of the Reformation put so vividly on campus, Luther, of course, put on page after page of his writings. "We are to mark this well," he wrote. "Christ's suffering is the fulfilling of Scriptures and the completing of the redemption of the human race. It is finished. God's Lamb is slaughtered and sacrificed for the world's sin. The true high priest has completed his sacrifice. God's Son has given and sacrificed his body and life as a payment for sin. Sin is wiped out. God's wrath is appeased. Death is overcome. The kingdom of heaven is won, and heaven is unlocked." How can a Christian properly picture himself or herself in the same way that was done by this believing artist of the 16th century, as one who has been covered by the blood of Jesus, cleansed of all sin, and is ready to stand with all the saints in glory? So, picture yourself at the foot of the cross, covered with the righteousness of Christ, for that is how God now sees you and pictures you, seeing that you, in Christ and only in Christ, are now picture perfect. The host of heavenly white arrayed saints is made reference to in hymn 656, stanza 1, 656 verse 1. Be